Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Ray Peterson from Carmel, and I'm reviewing Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita. Vladimir Nabokov's 1955 novel Lolita is ostensibly the prison diary of Humbert Humbert, a pederast Swiss literature professor whose dreams are wretchedly realized when he rents a room from the amorous single mother of a temptress 12-year-old. Humbert's love of language borders upon lexical pornography. Woven of layered meanings resulting from puns, foreign phrases, homonyms, and rhymes, the prose of Lolita is compellingly impossible to quit. Readers, like Humbert himself, must bow to their compulsion. Nabokov is a master of the seemingly exhaustive list that only serves to demonstrate its metonymic nature. For example, here is Humbert's summary of mid-century American roadside lodgings by name. No conum, this is royal fun, the would-be enticements of their repetitious names, all those sunset motels, U-beam cottages, Hillcrest courts, Pine View courts, Mountain View courts, Skyline courts, Park Plaza courts, Green Acres, Max courts. There was sometimes a special line in the write-up, such as children welcome, pets allowed, you are welcome. You are allowed. Any quick summary will say that Lolita chronicles the illicit love of middle-aged Humbert for the tweenager Dolores Hayes, yet its plot is but a vehicle for a far more entrancing love affair of a different kind. Nabokov was born in Russia in 1899. Forced into exile by the Bolshevik Revolution at age 19, he was a veritable nomad for 21 years, until the Second World War brought him and his wife Vera to New York City. Nabokov's first 9 novels were written in Russian. Lolita, with its rhapsodic descriptions of American small towns and grand visions, is his honeymoon with his new homeland. It is the consummation of his love affair with the English language. I read Lolita this summer because I am writing the biography of Solita Solano, a Paris expatriate American. She was a friend and fan of Nabokov's. Let's say she posthumously recommended it. Solano could read Russian. And now I wish I could, too. I'm Ray Peterson for BookSpeak.
I'm Tanya Seid-Schuler from Muncie. I'm reviewing A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. For nearly 20 years, a friend has told me I should read Bill Bryson's books. Now I have, because this summer I found his 1998 A Walk Through the Woods, Rediscovering America on the Appalachian Trail at a used book sale. I read it immediately in just a few days. In a summer filled with work, the book was a great escape, even if it did have a slightly menacing, curious bear's nose peering over the edge like a contemporary Kilroy on the cover. The Appalachian Trail has always been of interest to me. The story Bryson tells of the trail, or AT as it is more typically known, is its natural and cultural history with a personal tale of hiking as much of it as he could. The AT stretches from Georgia to Maine, over 2,000 miles. It is, I quote, the richest, most diversified sweep of woodland to grace the temperate world. Bryson, a gifted storyteller who understands how to convey his experience with AT background, includes a heavy dose of humor in the form of his friend Stephen Katz. Hiking the AT is no picnic. Bryson writes, "The woods choke off views and leave you muddled and without bearings." He describes hiking the AT as a private world of weariness and work, even if it is, as he says, a cocktail party of trees. I liked almost everything about this book. As great a summer read as it is, do not be surprised by a sometimes critical view of government decisions surrounding the AT. It is forgivable, though, because Bryson's whinging usually comes off as that of a parent who loves his children so much he wants them to be perfect. Katz's actions will make you laugh out loud, and Bryson's writing will make you pay attention, even to the sounds of silence. From reading his book, I remember, the forest is dark and the path is long, but there is joy in being in the middle of nature once more. I'm Tanya Seid-Schuler for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.